The world was shocked by a recent still of a body cam video that captured a scene of unimaginable horror. A Bigfoot attacking Russian troops. The troops were taken aback, unable to comprehend why the mythical being had chosen to attack them. However, it turns out, there is a diplomatic explanation to this event. It turns out that Bigfoot has a cousin from Ukraine and he was taking a stand for his family. Bigfoot's cousin, known only as the Ukrainian, has been living in Ukraine for the past 5 years and has been a passionate advocate for Ukrainian sovereignty. It seems that when Bigfoot heard about the Russian troops entering Ukraine, he decided to take a stand and defend his cousin. The Russian troops were surprised by the ferocity of the attack, as Bigfoot is not known for being violent. However, it is believed that the Ukrainian's passionate words reached the ears of the mythical creature, and he was inspired to take action. Bigfoot's attack has been seen as an act of diplomacy by many, as it shows that he was willing to stand up for what he believes in. Some have even said that this action could be a sign of a bigger movement, with other mythical creatures joining in to protect their kin. The world is still in shock over the image of Bigfoot attacking Russian troops, but it is comforting to know that he was doing it for the right reasons. In a world of increasing tension, it's nice to know that there are still some mythical creatures out there who are willing to protect those in need. Bigfoot has officially become an international hero, and people around the world are praising his bold act of diplomacy. This story is a reminder that even mythical creatures can be brave and stand up for what they believe in. When asked for comment, Bigfoot's publicist responded with a statement, "So my cousin is a really cool guy, so I thought I would help out. He owes me 20 bucks, but still he's a really cool guy. So, the next time you see that big, hairy creature in the woods, remember that it might just be Bigfoot, and he's just trying to help out his Ukrainian cousin and maybe get his 20 bucks back."